Thank God it's Free Range. You are listening to Free Range Radio Friday with your host, Michael Elves. Pour yourself a beverage and turn up the volume, because here on 101.5 UMFM, the weekend starts now.
UMFM, this is Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. I'm Michael Loves, and kicking things off for us tonight from the brand new EP, Happier Here. That's Hot Moms Club with Closure. That's a lead-off track. We had played the first single earlier in the summer. Excited to finally have the full EP out. Excited to talk about tonight's show as well. I spoke to Brandon Williams from Chastity. They just released a new record, self-titled, out today, and are in town next Tuesday, opening for Fucked Up at the Park Theater. So that interview is coming up in just a few minutes. And then a little later in the show, my pal Sheldon Burney joins me to talk about a Wednesday of Wild and Wonderful Words. We'll get into what that is all about a little later. But before we do, new single from Soccer Mommy. This is called Driver. Keep it locked here on 101.5 UMFM.
I'm a fire for adventure.
All right. Well, they are bringing their new record to Winnipeg next week. It is out today. It's called Chastity. It's the band Chastity. Brandon from the band joins me on the show. Welcome.
Thanks so much.
Congrats on the release day.
Thank you.
Friday the 13th, though, was that purposeful?
Sorry?
Friday the 13th, was that purposeful?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I've like just got like a list of like all the Friday the 13th of the last few years and the next few years in my phone, and I've tried to hit them all. I've hit them all so far, and I'm hoping to keep releasing something or putting a music video out or a single out or something every Friday the 13th if I can.
So is that to like counteract kind of the negative like vibes of that kind of date on the calendar?
Totally.
Yeah.
I think it is like a negative feeling day culturally for some reason, and I don't know. I just sort of want to subvert that in some way for some reason. I don't know why, but
sure.
Yeah.
So one thing I know was purposeful is this is the first record that's like self-titled.
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, you know, with several records in, why this one? Why now?
Probably a bit of a confidence issue. Like, I think I've wanted to write in character or other records lyrically. And I think I've probably just needed to work up, you know, the courage in myself in some way to be like, okay, no, like, here's actually what's happened, and I want to sing about it, you know, in my actual own personal life, you know. So I think I've just sort of arrived there on this, and yeah, I'm happy to.
So this was the kind of the first time you weren't hiding behind a concept in some sense?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you get to the point where you felt confident enough to do that? Like, what was it that kind of tipped the scales towards revealing yourself?
It's a good question. Maybe just, you know, years of writing and trying to work. And I think, you know, I'm such a notes in my phone writer, you know, and it's not like the lyrics were just like written in one go. It's been years of writing this album lyrically. And then, you know, I go back and scroll through the notes and pick them out and organize them that way. And so, some of these songs are years and years old, but now I think they've all fit together. And I don't know what's brought out confidence. It's not like I'm a completely confident guy. So I don't know. It's just time, I think, anyway.
That sifting through the notes thing, I do notes on my phone as well. Like, do you tap into kind of where you were or who you were when you initially wrote that note? Or are you like kind of surprised and like reinterpreting things when you come across it ages later?
Oh, it's a great question. Like, yeah, I think I am sometimes taken aback, like, by some dark places that I might have been. And you know, it's interesting when you do it with notes, you can scroll up and see what date you wrote something and I think what time. And I'm like, Christ, what was I up to at 3 a.m. here? And, you know, in a self-sympathetic kind of way. And I think it also, though, like, kind of highlights growth sometimes. And like, wow, I'm relieved I don't feel that way that often anymore, you know?
So, right. That you can see who you were at that time, and you're like, I'm a far ways away from that now.
Yeah, yeah, like as though like, okay, I'm still the same person, but yeah, I'm far away from that copy or whatever. You know, it's a
right
weird feeling, but yeah.
So then, unearthing some of those old notes and turning them into, you know, the lyrics or the conceptual ideas behind specific songs. Is that like an act of reminiscence, or is that, you know, are you kind of like, you're like a self-archaeologist? Like, are you unearthing yourself again?
Oh, that's a great question. I haven't totally thought of it. I think it, I think it is just to sort of wringing the towel dry, like, and a way to do that is just to, like, get the feeling out and try to say it better than I'm feeling it in a way, and just write it and get it out of my system or something. So I don't totally know. It's not. And then, you know, try to make it rhyme or sure. something, you know, it's like kind of a funny twist to it all, but it's, I don't know. I've done it since I was a kid, and I don't know what, like, I don't know. And it was poems and whatever back then, which is a bit nerd-ass, but it's, yeah.
Sure.
I've just done it. I don't know why. But
I like the metaphor of wringing the towel dry. Like, is there like a catharsis or like a satisfaction when you get those last drops out?
For sure. For sure. And I don't know if I've ever got the last drops out necessarily. I think there's always something to wring. I don't know why, but yeah, I think it's ongoing, Mike. So, yeah.
So sonically, this record, I mean, it's really bombastic. Like, it kind of comes out of the gates hard. How much thought did you give to kind of like, not just the like lyrical and like messaging side of things, but like what the band was doing around you at all times?
Yeah, I think so. Like, sonically wanted it to hit hard. I think it just suited the lyrics again. And I think the process is often like, okay, let's find the appropriate home for these lyrics to live in and be best suited in. Yeah. I think, I don't know why. I mean, the vision was just a harder record overall, and maybe it was just harder lyrics in a way, or lyrics that were appropriate to sort of yell in a way, and okay, this is the music that would suit it. So it just sort of found its way. And that said, I mean, there's a two or three songs that aren't that at all on the album.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of valleys that are, yeah, that those lyrics lent themselves to that sound in that way too, you know?
Yeah, I always think like you need some like diminution of the songs to like make the hardest parts hit harder. Like, if it was all unrelentingly hard, I don't think it would feel as hard as when you have like some softening. So I feel you on those songs kind of like bringing things down for a bit to then like reamp stuff. As far as like, did you have lyrics and then figure out the songs that worked for those lyrics? Like, were you marrying kind of the tone of the lyric to the track, or did you have some like track ideas and then figure out what lyrics fit that?
No. Yeah. It's always lyrics first, and sometimes theme first, and then, you know, title of a track first, the lyrics, and then sort of there comes the music, you know. It's sort of words take the lead.
Mentioning, you know, sometimes it's title first. Like, do you write, like, kind of with an eye to, like, what a title would be, like, what a song is going to be called? Like, I know some artists who struggle to, like, name their songs, and some who, like, that's the linchpin, right? Like, that's everything centers around it.
Yeah, kind of to put, and I love the Notes app again for this, like that, like it's kind of a bigger font first, you know, so I can title something that's bigger and a bit bolder, and then I can go for it. Like, I don't know why it helps Anchor, but I'm about to write to like a idea at the top, you know, and then it trickle down economics. There comes the lyric. So.
Gotcha. Anyway. Yeah. So the show on Tuesday at the park, like, are you ripping through the whole record, or what's the plan for, like, are you dipping into some of the old stuff, or is it just entirely focused on the fact that this brand new record's out?
We'll play a few new ones for sure, and a few old ones, and it's not entirely the whole. The truth is that a bunch of the tuning changes on this record, if we were to play it front to back, we'll need like a good few guitar players on stage anyway. It would be such a nightmare to play this full thing. But we play a bunch from all the records.
you'd need a couple techs in the wings, like always, like
seriously
prepping different axes. Like, do you give thought to kind of like how difficult something like that would be to pull off when you're making the album, or is the album just kind of its own thing and you're not like, man, what would I have to do to make this work live?
Okay, well, we did like a tour in the spring, like it was like a trilogy tour of the first three albums, and you know, they were song by song by song, almost all of the songs, and we discovered, okay, there's a bunch of different tuning things, and here's where we'll need breaks. So I should have been more considerate to the possibility of like, okay, if we do a film for this new record, let's make it easier on ourselves and stick to maybe just a couple tunings here. But no, we didn't do that, and it's even more all over the place than ever. So
sure enough.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Well, I feel like that's, you know, it's this album is the self-titled one. It's emblematic of, you know, who you are or whatever, like kind of the truest, least concept. And I think that's like all of us. We're all kind of all over the place. So maybe it's fitting.
Sweet. Appreciate it. Well put.
Before I let you go, Brent, I want to get you to pick a track off the new record we can play for listeners. And if you have a reason why you're picking that song in particular or an anecdote, we'd love to hear that.
Sick. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love the song Jawlock. I feel like we played the same song for years to close our set, and then I think we finally found like an opener, like a song to open the set with Jawlock, and it opens the record. And yeah, I think it's like one of my current favorite songs. So yeah,
so it's
Jawlock.
Like purposely the introduction, like this is how we start things.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like it hits hard. So I appreciate you know, the start to this record. Brandon, appreciate your time. Safe travels on the road, and looking forward to seeing you here next week.
Thanks so much, Michael. We'll see ya.
Take
appreciate
care.
It.
Save the distance. zapatos y quitar el polvo de una vez. De mi cara, de mi cuarto, de mis tapas de correr y de mis pequeñas cosas que las oigo susurrar. Se preguntan y me increpan quién trajiste hoy a dormir. Venga, dile que se vaya, esto no es ningún hotel. Yo les digo que se callen, yo les digo que os calléis. Estoy en la cocina esperando a que se ponga el agua a hervir. Pienso en ti en tu nueva casa, pienso que piensas en mí. Flaquita, te echo de menos, me sale recordar. Los humanos y por qué hacemos el mal. He estado concentrada en subsistir un día más en un estado ensimismado, intentando adelgazar. Hay un millón de vasos a medio beber. Pienso mientras sorbo de esta taza de antes de ayer. Ya no aguanto un día más, es hora de salir. Ya no aguanto un vino más sin ti, sin verte sonreír. Yo quería capitana y navegaba en el desierto.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. Right before the break, you heard Hines with En Forma from Viva Hines, Knitting with Green off of Some Kind of Heaven, and Brennan's pick from Chastity's new record. That was Jawlock. They are at the park opening for Fucked Up on Tuesday. Happening in a couple Wednesdays, however, The Wild and Wonderful Words. We're going to get into that with Sheldon Birdie, the organizer, and my pal in just a moment. But we've got something new from ASCO. This is a great new project on Dynalone. Keep it locked here on 101.5 UMFM.
Wednesday, September 25th at Silkrum's, a Wednesday of wild and wonderful words, put together by my pal and recurrent guest, Sheldon Burney. He's on the phone to talk about it. How's it going, Sheldon?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I'm curious about kind of the genesis of an event like this. Like, was there a specific thing, like one writer who came to you and said, I want to do this? Or was this something where like the venue was looking for something like this? How did this come about?
Well, this came about just, you know, chatting with, having a beer with Andrew at Sukram's. We were setting up a show for my band in the spring, and he was kind of like, knows I was a writer, has read my work, and we're world pals. And he was like, is there anything we could do like around writing or around literature, or around something to get people in here? You know, we've got the space, we've got weekdays where there's not much going on typically. And I thought, yeah, for sure we could put something together. There are, you know, very similar literary series that run in a ton of other cities. And, you know, I'm thinking particularly of the Test literary series in Chicago that runs monthly at a bar, kind of a similar vibe, you know. People come up and read either new work or stuff they're working on, a very informal, low-key kind of event, but a way for local writers to get out there and share their work. And I know Winnipeg is, you know, a very literary city. We've got the International Writers Festival kicking off very soon. We've got, you know, McNally, that's great for book launches and stuff of that nature. But at least as far as, you know, the stuff that that I'm into, there wasn't a lot of this kind of thing going on currently anyway, whether it has in the past or not. And it seemed like a perfect opportunity to call up a few writers or email a few writers that I knew and thought might be into it and, you know, might kind of fit the vibe and see what we can do with this. So that's how it came together. The folks we've got myself, I'll host and open it up with a reading myself. And we've got Lisa Michelle Moore, Gonzalo Riddell, and Anna Leventhal. And Lisa and Gonzalo, we all worked together way back in the day at Custom Culture. And I met Anna through her partner, who was another kind of figure in that scene way back in the day. So it seemed like this was all a very simpatico group. And I hope it's a good event. And hopefully we can you know, make it the first of a series and see where it goes from here.
Have you attended any of those kinds of events like that in other cities? Like,
I don't travel a lot, sure. But I spend a lot of time online, of course. And some of these, especially, you know, coming out of the pandemic, were streamed online, or they're available, you know, to kind of watch the YouTube clip afterwards. So I take in a lot of those sort of things from afar. But it seemed like Winnipeg can do this too. We've got a lot of talent in the city and a lot of folks who are interested in that kind of thing. I thought it would be a good fit.
You mentioned that, you know, people can test things or, you know, read new work. Is this kind of like the comedy, like open mics where like comics come in and, you know, see if some material hits? Like, is this the same kind of like concept where like you're checking to see what audiences think of the writing?
For me, it's more wide open than that. Folk, if one of the writers wants to bring something they've read before and they're comfortable with, that's all good. If they want to try something new or something they're working on, that fits too. I just want people to come in with something, like the descriptor says, either wild or wonderful or weird or wacky, you know, something that is not so stiff. You know, I want it to be, it's in a nice little, you know, venue where we can have a drink or two, have some fun, and take in these words. So that doesn't mean it has to be silly or wacky or anything, but I want that to be a jumping off point for the writers to do. I'll be reading something that isn't necessarily new, but it's something I've never read before. And it's, you know, as far as my work goes, it's relatively new. A little wackier, wild, weirder in some respects. So I'll be working that up ahead of time. But I almost think of it more, you know, Jared Story, the local comedian, the guy I worked with back at CanStar in the day, he hosts those Winnipeg comedy showcases. And if that were a parallel to the comedy world, I'd think that would be a good one, where this is a chance for folks to come out and show what they've got, whether it's new or developing or something that they are dusting off from the bookshelf, whatever it might be. As long as they're bringing that bit of energy and spark to the reading, that'll be great.
When you talked to Lisa and Gonzalo and Anna and got them for this one, like, what did you give them, any direction, or like how much
that
kind
was,
of went into the ask?
What I've given you is about all the direction.
Okay.
You got 8 to 10 minutes. I'm hoping, you know, this is what the audience will be. You know, hopefully we bring some people, but it's pretty low key. Let's have some fun with it. And bring something that you feel is wild or wonderful.
Now, when you said, you know, bring some energy to it, like, have you seen each of them read live? Like, do you know that, that's,
you know, I have in their the last time I saw Gonzalo read, he put out a collection of his short fiction, right, kind of out of his master's program, and this would have been 10 plus years ago, but I know that some of the stuff he's working on lately and his sense of humor and his personality would lend itself to that. Lisa, I haven't seen read, but she used to perform in the Bush Tits back in the day and can bring that energy. And I've read a lot of her, you know, kind of flash pieces that have appeared in journals online in the last few years. And I'll be interested to see what she brings. And of course, Anna's work that I've read is a perhaps more, you know, she's got a collection that's, yeah, again, about 10 years old or so now. Might not be as punchy as that description, but who knows what she's been working on in the time since. And I'm just interested to see what they all bring. And again, it's not a requirement to bring something punchy necessarily, but I think it could be a lot of fun.
I guess because you were saying something punchy, like this is in response to some of the like kind of more like stentorian or stuffy kind of readings.
Yeah, and I mean there's nothing wrong with that, and certainly, you know, depending on the material, that lends itself probably a little bit better to what folks are reading. But yeah, you know, there's a time and place for everything, and I think there's a place for a little bit more not quite irreverent, you know what I mean, not all the way to that extent, but you never know. But just for something a little bit more off the cuff or a little bit rougher around the edges or a little bit more fun.
Sure. Now, obviously it's the first one, you know, don't put your cart before the horse, but like how often would you want to see this happening?
You know, again, we'll see how this one goes. There's the potential to make it a series. And I think that, you know, the city and certainly the venue is open for that. And I know there's plenty of writers out there who I think would be interested in, you know, in trying out some material in this kind of a format. As far as my own capacity to do it, I could see this as a quarterly event. I don't think I could get my act together myself to do it monthly, but we'll see where it goes. I would hope to do it quarterly, and I hope that the crowd response on the 25th will nudge us in that direction.
So as you said, that's the 25th of September, 7 p.m. at Sukrum's, 479B Warsaw, quite close to Confusion Corner. Mm-hmm. Sheldon, I always ask artists to, you know, pick a track. Is there anything you've been listening to lately that has been, you know, floating your boat or giving you some energy when it comes to writing and creating?
Well, I love this new MJ Lenderman that came out just recently, and anything off that is I've had it on repeat all weekend. So,
all right,
well, anything off that would do it for me.
We'll play some MJ. Sheldon, thanks very much for taking some time out of your busy schedule, and good luck with the Wednesday of Wild and Wonderful Words.
Thanks for having me.
soy la fama, soy tristeza y sonrisa apagada que con dinero se puede obtener. Y escuchen por qué doy placer y en regreso yo no pido nada. Si es trabajo llegar a la fama y a la fama saber mantener. No tengo amigo y si un amor fácil lo consigo, así de fácil lo he de perder. Mi madre dijo, no creas ser un gran tenorio, pararás en un sanatorio y allí la fama tú has de perder. Porque yo soy la fama, soy aquel que la gente reclama, pero nadie puede comprender. Escucha yo soy la fama, soy aquel que la gente reclama, pero nadie puede comprender.
Back here on Thank God It's Free Range, the Friday edition of Free Range Radio. Right before the break, Hector Lavoie with La Fama from the remastered edition of Revento. Sending that one out to the Winnipeg Gold Eyes. Roby Enriquez, a fellow Puerto Rican, used another Hector Lavoie track as his walk-up music. And the Goldeyes last night won the Western Division Championship. They go on to the Miles Wolf Cup Finals to play down in Illinois this weekend and then back in Winnipeg on Tuesday. Before that, MJ Lenderman with Bark at the Moon. That's off Manning Fireworks. That was Sheldon's pick. Don't forget that the Wild and Wonderful Words event is happening at Sookrum's Brewing on September 25th. Going to leave you with a set of pop and hip-hop and dance before we hand things over to After 8 Radio. Just got a new EP from artist Sheel called Golden Hour. Is going to play you the track Belief. New Jesse Reyes single dropped called Ridin'. We've got Shaw's single Somebody featuring Ellie Goulding and Gregory Porter. Something off the new Kishi Bashi. Brand new stuff from Few Bits, whose new LP is not due out until 2025. We got The Weeknd and Naya Ali, and we're going to close things off with Kelly Lee Owens. Keep it locked here on 101.5 UMFM.
Tell me what it is you see, 'cause lately my mind's been hazy and I need someone to get through to me, to get through. Through the apathy, wake up the sleeper in me till I believe it, till I believe.
Came, we're still going, so I bust the windows wide. It's mixed into my sweat. Smells a lot better when it's dripping in my bed. Yeah, you and I dripping in my bed. I promise that you get no sleep for me, yeah.
I really need somebody, somebody, somebody. I really need somebody, somebody, somebody.
Feeling older than my years, but ain't it so? Staying home, bodies flinging themselves around me, getting dizzy on my feet. Full of sin and purity, city bones dancing alone. The city's been getting to me, getting to me.
I can taste it, our final odyssey.
I've been thinking about life.